This is the Brandt and Sherry Podcast, sponsored by Metashare. For more info about the show or about Brandt's book, Unoffendable, check out BrantHanson.com.
You deserve a PhD. Why not?
Deserve? Mm-hmm.
We have gone ahead and accredited ourselves as a PhD granting institution. Very happy about that.
I don't know if we're allowed to do that, but we've done it, and many people want their honorary doctorates now.
They do. We have some recent graduates. And by the way, if you're like, hey, you can't do that, you can't hand out PhDs willy-nilly.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently we can.
Looks like we are.
So I wouldn't say that if I were you. Graduates crossing the stage, go ahead.
Hey, Brent, this is Jordan Decker, and I think that I deserve a doctorate in experimenting with facial hair.
My name's Candy, and I think I need a doctorate in a UFOs. That's unfinished objects. I have so many undone crafts and quilts and everything all over. I'm sure I deserve this doctorate here.
Hey, Brent, my name's Gary. I'd like a doctorate in welding because I'm good at it.
I think I should get a PhD in guessing wrong accents. This morning, I guessed that somebody was from Australia. They were actually from New York. I have also guessed that somebody was from South America, and they were from the Netherlands.
This guy's a superstar, and they can't well, they act like they know the reason they're wrong.
Okay.
There's a picture of a professor. Maybe you've seen this, a photo. He's a professor. He's lecturing the class. He's an older gentleman, maybe 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gesturing with one arm, like making a point.
Saw
Have
this.
You seen this?
Yes.
In the other arm, he's holding a child.
Mm-hmm.
A little kid, maybe.
A baby.
Yeah, maybe a year and a half.
Maybe, yeah.
And it's the kid's wearing footy pajamas. And so this guy is like this international symbol, and people are just like, that's just the most touching photo I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
He's working, he's holding a baby. It's a student's baby.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Israel. A lot of the students are older.
Okay. There. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So
okay.
He's got the baby. So in the news article, they're saying, well, he's a rock star because he's demonstrating it takes a village. And so there are these feminist groups who are like, no.
Uh-huh.
He's a rock star because he's being kind.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
He's being kind. And he allowed the baby to come in. And instead of being annoyed by a child and annoyed by a mom, he's clearly continuing with his job and he's holding a child like he likes children. That's it. His wife says he's getting flooded with love letters. And she thinks it's funny. Like, that's all.
Yeah.
There's something about a guy who loves vulnerable people and puts up with them. There's something that's always drawn people, and Jesus embodied that. You can have a lot of different reactions to a photo, but I had the same reaction that Sherry had, which was, what was your reaction? Because I love this.
It's masculine. Very masculine.
It's masculine. Okay, the guy is not a quote-unquote good-looking guy. He's in his 60s.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting love letters because he's a professor, and he's holding somebody's baby while he's lecturing.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, it's a student. It turns out that's exactly what's going on.
The student couldn't find a babysitter, and so the baby was in class with her and was fidgeting, and so he took the baby, and he's teaching while he's holding the baby.
So international superstar, older gentleman, there's nothing that makes him look like a model, but Sherry had this reaction. This is why he's getting love letters, the guy in Israel. Some of the students there, a lot of the students are older, so she's got a child.
Mm-hmm.
It is masculine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. If you're a guy, take note of this. Take note of the reaction that women have to seeing a man caring about a child. It's not the put on. And that's the thing, too. It doesn't seem like it's a put on.
Mm-hmm.
He's an unlikely, I'll show people how good looking I am.
No,
right. It's genuine. But if you look after the vulnerable, if you look after small people, if you look after women, if you look after the marginalized, there is something that women will tell you is very, very masculine about that. And because it's about taking responsibility. And a guy who women do not find masculine is a guy who doesn't even take responsibility for himself. So start there. And as you move to take more and more responsibility, women find that attractive. I don't say that so that you can go out and be attractive, like, oh, here's a formula to be attractive. Saying that maybe there's something there. There's a reason why women find that attractive, because that is masculinity. And there is something about taking care of the vulnerable and the weak and the marginalized that is very right. There are so many messed up conceptions about masculinity. And this is something coming from a guy here, obviously. But I see it in church culture, too, where it just takes on a different form of, I'll show you what it's like to be a man. I'll preach up here with big muscles.
Right.
Or I'll talk about my motorcycle or whatever. This is very common. It's too bad because I'm telling you, as a maybe an older brother in Christ, if you're a believer and you're a dude, that is not masculinity. That's messed up. And if you get married and someday you will find that your wife is highly attracted to you when you take responsibility for your family and for other people. And it doesn't have to do with biceps. In fact, the musculature thing or the motorcycle or whatever, if you're not a man who takes responsibility, that all becomes flip side unattractive. Mm. It's actually scary. It's like that woman wants to feel secure. I've learned this being married now for 25 years this month, mm-hmm. by the way.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I was fishing for that. And, but it is true. I've learned that. I'm just telling you, that's not it. It's not going to be what you think is masculine. It's not what your wife's going to find extremely attractive, even physically attractive. Mm-hmm. It'll be the opposite stuff. It'll be actually caring for other people. And then if you have that other stuff on top of it, great. Maybe your wife will think that's great, but that's not it. That's not the thing. It's the caring. This may totally go down in flames and fail, but we have an idea here. It's called the Voice Male Contest.
It's a clear distinction there.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. the Voice Male. And what'll happen here is you just call us, leave a voicemail of you singing. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have a, Sherry will pick you possibly, or I'll pick you. We'll have a showdown between the best singers mm-hmm. and we will crown a champion on the show. So here's what you do. Just call our number, 855-90-BRANT, and sing. You pick the song, it'll be about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be one section. So if you're thinking about warming up and then it'll cut you off, that's it.
Don't, warm up before you call.
Don't call back yeah. and finish the song. Just go for it. It's very simple. So call us, sing on your phone, and we'll actually have people voting on a champion.
But I'm going to pick a person and you're going to pick a
yeah.
person.
And then that's we'll square off every day okay. and then we'll have a grand champion.
Oh,
at the
this
end.
Should be good.
It's going to be great. So call, show us your vocal chops. This is your big chance. Go ahead. Do it. 855-90-BRANT for our new contest called The Voice Mail. TM. And I think it's Mark Burnett that started it. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping he doesn't sue.
Well, let's at least get a few contestants in here before.
For the lawsuit.
Yeah. So before we serve with papers.
If you sing in this, you're unlikely to be named as mm-hmm. a defendant.
Yeah, right.
Very, almost completely unlikely.
So anyway, almost.
855-90-BRANT. Can't wait to hear you sing on our voicemail. That's right. Just pick up your phone, call, leave a message, sing. You'll have 30 seconds. So if you're hitting like the, like it's, say it's a big song.
You want to go straight to what we call the vamp.
Yeah.
Or you want to go right to there. The high
Let's
part.
Let's say it's
yeah.
Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to be like, when you're down and out, out of time.
So where are they going with that song?
Well, it's going to be hard for me to sing.
Go, because the high. Go ahead.
Like a bridge mm-hmm. over troubled water. That kind of thing.
Nice. I would pick you.
Would you?
I would.
This is great. Do you see how great this is?
How could you not want to be a part of this?
I feel like I did very good on that either. But that's the point. And Sherry will pick a team. I'll pick a team. And then we'll have our singers square off. You just got to leave
this
a message.
This should be good. Yes.
All right. So once again, we're just going to try this and watch it go down in flames. But it's 855 90-BRANT for the Voice Mail Contest. 855-90-BRANT. This will be controversial. You may not think it's a great idea, but this woman left a message about when you get together with family and people mm-hmm. who drive you a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually think this is genius. So here you go.
Hey, Brant. I was just listening to your podcast, and this is really probably more shameful than beneficial to the listeners, but the awesome people in my family and I, when we go to family gatherings, we play awkward family bingo. And so when someone does the inappropriate thing that we all know they're going to do, whoever catches it will say B, and so on and so forth until someone gets bingo. It makes us laugh.
That is fantastic. I can't wait to implement it.
Obviously, you don't want to be mean-spirited.
No.
But there's something wonderful about this. And here's the genius of it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of taking things personally, that forces you to go, that's about that person.
Mm-hmm.
It really doesn't have to do with me. I don't need to be angry about it, mm-hmm. not to be offended. People are odd. That's what Uncle Joe always does.
Right.
And then Aunt Sue will say something about how my outfit doesn't look good.
Right. And then all you have to do is, gee, I'm at G and bingo.
Right.
I'm all right.
And they're like, why did you say that? But
I think there's something to that.
Mm-hmm.
See, married couples all the time, that they're like, well, I hate going to that house for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Have a sense of humor about it. That's what I've always said.
Yeah.
This is the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in charge of changing them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to take it personally. That's how they are with other people, too. Have a sense of humor about it, and then walk out mentally healthy, and it's okay. And you might even find them more endearing, strangely enough. You have people in your life who bother you. If you didn't, it would be weird. In fact, if the person who bothers you the most leaves your life, like they move out of town or something, someone else will grab the reins and go, now it's my job.
Yes, they will slide right in there, almost as by stage cue.
It's so funny because my daughter has a job, and there was a person who drove everybody crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, just she'd get done, and she's like, it's just, we can't take it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He's finally out of the picture. They transferred him.
Mm-hmm.
And the next time she went for a shift, the person who replaced her, she's like, I cannot believe this.
Worse.
And I said, this is a great lesson for life, Julie, because there's always going to be, when that person leaves,
mm-hmm.
you think, oh, utopia. Mm-hmm. Now we're all, no.
Right.
Someone will decide, no, this is now my job. And then I'll fill that vacuum. So here's the thing. I talk about forgiveness a lot. I think it's discipleship. If you're somebody who's going to follow, to be a disciple means you're an apprentice of Jesus. You learn his craft. You learn how to walk with him. Like, how does he practice his craft? How does he do his thing? I want to do that. Whenever I talk about forgiveness and living in it, people are like, oh, I guess there's just no right and wrong then. Mm-mm. Forgiveness means there's something called wrong. Otherwise, you wouldn't have to forgive. Of course, there's right and wrong. There's no forgiveness without right and wrong. It's the opposite of being relativistic. It means you understand there's wrong, but even better, you understand that you are also wrong very frequently, and you have to extend that same grace that God's extended for you to others. Actually, I would say people who, well, then you're saying there's no right and wrong. I think you're the one who doesn't understand the depth of wrong. That's on you. You know what's hard? Religion. It is. It's really hard, man. There's so many rules. Can't keep them. Literally can't. There's 600 and some.
Like, and it seems like they're changing all the time.
Oh, that too.
Yeah.
Then there's new ones people come up with. But I'm just talking about like the ones in the Old Testament, for instance. Mm-hmm. There's 600 and some laws you have to keep. Nobody can do it. You know what's great? Jesus kept them.
Mm.
He did it. So this evades a lot of people. So I think if you understand this, it can be really freeing. Jesus kept all those laws, lived a perfect life, and then he took our place as a sacrifice. And so he's on the cross. He kept all those laws. He said, I came to fulfill the law. So he did it. And when he was dying, he said, it is finished. And there was a room that was for the holy people in the temple at the time, only the holiest place. And it had a divider between that and, you know, people like us. So we couldn't go in. That divider was ripped in two when Jesus died. So think about this. He kept the law, kept all those rules for us, said it is finished. That thing ripped in two, allowing us to come into God's presence. That's amazing. That is worth celebrating. You're off the hook. That means, okay, you didn't keep all the laws. He did. And he said, it's done. How awesome is that? Pretty amazing level of entertainment on this program. We have so much. We ooze with talent.
Yeah, it's oozing, all right.
It's not just oozing from Sherry and me. It's oozing from the listeners.
The listeners are oozing too, yeah.
Maybe mm-hmm. you can ooze with us if you have a talent. Check this out. I was talking about making sound effects
mm-hmm.
yesterday. So we have some people that called and left messages. They can make awesome sound effects, including this woman. Where is this? Right here. Check this out. Listen to this.
This is the oozing that you're about to hear.
This lady's going to ooze. Here we go.
Good morning, Grant. My name is Kim Podrat, and I have a very special gift I received from my brother, Dave. Apparently, when he was a teenager, he got to work on a chicken farm. And he has shared with me the beautiful gift of the chicken sound, and I hold all rights to this. So, you know, I don't want this published without my, you know, knowledge and consent and all that. So, here it goes.
Wow.
The talent.
That's unimaginable. It's very good.
It is really amazing on this program.
Hey, my name's Lindsay, and I think you're looking for sound effects. This is one of mine. It's a horse.
My name's Aaron, and I can sound like Chewbacca.
Well, well, well.
I'm proud. I guess I'm just proud of the show.
And you're just beaming.
Mm-hmm. These are our people. These are my people. Look, if you think this, I understand it's very common, and I can understand where people are coming from with this. The idea that Jesus is a way to God. There are many ways. He's one of them. God had a rescue plan, but maybe it's plans. Maybe a whole bunch of things he did. Sherry said something brilliant about this, though. And I had never thought about it until she said it on the show a while back. Maybe you caught it, but she said, okay, if Jesus is a way, why was the whole thing so bloody? Like the crucifixion scene, the brutality, the mocking, all of that stuff. Why did all that happen? If that's just a way, why would God have to do that in addition to all the other things? All of the other ways that we can be saved. Why would that happen? You know what? I think it's a brilliant point. I don't think it was a way. I think the entire cosmos shifted on its axis when Jesus died on the cross. We talked about there's a room at the time in the temple that divided the holy from the unholy, you know, people like us on the outside, and the divider was ripped in two. I don't think the divider was ripped in two because it provided a way. I think he's it. He's absolutely it. You are listening to a humble radio show who doesn't have a huge budget. In fact, my prizes that I give out are out of pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
and they're
rare.
Lovingly purchased at the dollar store.
Yes, I spend mm-hmm. time going up and down the aisles to pick just the right
yes,
spatula, whatever
it is. I have seen it.
Yes. So with that in mind, we thought, unlike, you know, the TV show The Voice,
mm-hmm.
The Voice. we're gonna do The Voice Mail.
Mm-hmm.
And here's how it works. It's a singing contest. You call, you sing, leave a voicemail message. You'll get 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Say your name and then just start singing. Mm-hmm. You got to plow into it too. Because you're only going to get 30 seconds, you'll get cut off.
So you don't want to start in the beginning.
Yep.
You want to get right to the high point of the song.
Little talent search here. Mm-hmm. Sherry will be listening. I'll be listening. We'll pick one each day and then people will get to vote on which one they think is the best one.
So I'm going to pick a singer. You're yep. going to pick a singer. They'll go head to head.
So here's how you do it. You just call and you leave a message. Please don't leave 50 of them.
Right.
Please don't go, let me try it again.
Yeah, that's
it just
tough.
Dawned on me.
I'm the one that has to go through yeah. all of those. Yeah. So, yeah, that's
okay.
a good point.
Here
Thank
you.
855-90-BRANT.
It's The Voice mail. 855-90-BRANT. Call up, sing, and maybe you'll wind up being the champion. We'll be doing this soon. Over the years, I've gotten offers to, like, endorse things,
mm-hmm.
and very rarely... Very rarely.
Mm-hmm.
I've had difficult conversations with bosses because
mm-hmm.
they're like, hey, there's this Christian thing that's out and they'd like, you know, like, I can't do that.
Right.
That's just not me.
Mm-hmm. And because you're such, I could say this from knowing you, you're such a heartfelt person and the Asperger's creates an extra layer of truth so that you are
yeah.
not capable
do
of doing it.
I can't.
No. Yeah. And I've seen you shut down in some situations.
And
like,
and I want
I
my bosses to succeed too. So
yeah.
it's hard for me to go, I'm not going to do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, we're really excited because we have a sponsor for the show called MediShare. I get it. I like it. Support it. I'm even excited about it. I wouldn't
mm-hmm.
even tell you about it if they were not sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
Once I had researched this, because we had done this before. My wife and I did a health plan like this before. It's a community of believers sharing each other's health needs
mm-hmm.
and helping provide for their health bills. It's amazing. And there's an exemption in the healthcare law so that this is okay. You don't get tax penalties. Open enrollment, you can enroll anytime. You get to, you wind up people praying for you when you have a health need. You pray for other people. It's beautiful. It really functions as a community of believers helping share each other's medical bills. Here's the phone number if you want to find out about MediShare. Again, we like it a lot, but it's up to you. If you don't, that's cool. But there's something profound about this. And the time is probably right. It's a lot cheaper than typical health plans. And it's accepted by the nation's biggest healthcare network. I should tell you that. Anyway, it's 855-772-5699. It's called MediShare, and it's quite a thing. 855-772-5699. Thank you to MediShare also for partnering with Cure. That means a lot to us, too. Hopefully you're excited about this. We're excited about this. We're doing a singing contest. All you have to have is a phone.
Mm-hmm.
Call us, leave a message, sing on it.
Tell us your name, then start singing. Very important. We call this the voice mail. But it's very important that you get right into the hook.
Mm-hmm. Of the song.
Yeah, because you're only going to get 30 seconds.
Right.
So you can't be doing, like, if you're going to, what was the song we were talking about?
Whitney? I Will Always Love You. Mm-hmm.
So how does that start?
If I
could something. Mm-hmm. You're done.
Okay.
Because you're only going to get 30 seconds.
So you want to go to what part?
The big, I'm not going to do it.
Do it.
I'm not going to do it.
You're not going to do the N-I?
And I will always love you.
Yeah.
Will always love you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, what has been demonstrated for you here?
You can't do that. You asked for it. You can't simultaneously ask for it and then mock it.
You're right. I'm sorry. Okay, I got it.
You
I got what I asked for.
She asked for it. Anyway, if you want to do it, here's what you do. Call. Here's the number. All right. So call and just select the right thing for our little singing contest. 855-90-BRANT. It's that simple. 855-90-BRANT. This is a way for you to learn awesome survival skills, because you always got to be thinking, what if this happens? What if that happens? And be ready to respond. I'm always ready to respond. That's why I teach this class. That's why I'm up here and you're sitting there. That's why Sherry is
laughing in the back of the class.
Nope, she's right up front paying attention. So it's called Survival School. We have Aaron here. We'll give you a scenario and then we'll go from there. You'll have 5 seconds to respond. You ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Question for you. Let's say that you are asked by NASA to be in an awesome spacewalk. And so you go up to the space station and now you are floating in space.
Okay.
Aaron is floating in space.
When is this ever going to happen?
And it's so peaceful up here.
Uh-huh.
Except then you realize, oh my goodness, what's going on inside my spacesuit? Bees in what? My spacesuit! All over my spacesuit, there's bees everywhere. Now what do I do? Now, do I return? How do I handle this?
Yeah.
Aaron, you have 5 seconds to decide what you're going to do.
Ridiculous.
I've got nothing. I have nothing. Make my way back into the space shuttle and open up my suit and let the bees go. But that's going to take longer than 5 seconds. I'm done. I have nothing. I have failed.
Aaron, here's the irony. You have not failed.
What?
He has succeeded.
How?
That's all. You just got to make your way back to the thing. You just got to let the bees go.
Let them go? What are you talking about?
You can't depressurize your suit. While you're out on a spacewalk, you have to get back to the space station.
But they're going to sting him while he's on.
Better that than depressurize your suit.
This is ridiculous.
It's true. Aaron, congratulations.
Wow. Didn't see that coming.
No one has ever
succeeded
correctly answered.
Yeah. Way to go, I think.
Wow.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Brand and Sherry podcast is sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about MediShare, call 855-772-5699.